Jolie Bentley tossed and turned in fevered sleep. Hot, sweaty dreams. Past life copulations. Ceremonies of the mind. Pastel thunder. Orgasms achieved through yoga. Her own pop machine that never ran out of pop purple sliders and red raspberry volcanoes. She giggled in deepest dreams, at peace with everything. For now, anyway. Just for now. Ted Bundle went to school in a good mood that morning. He had a plan that would be fun. His plan? To have an all-out war on the pagan kids. He was sure he could convince the Christian majority to fall in line with his plan. He would call anyone who opposed him pagan enemy. That would scare fence-sitters onto his side. He pocketed his switchblade. Dad delivered him to school in his red Porsche. Ted felt cool, and he knew he could be president someday. Rose's second class was baking and house cleaning. The teacher, Mrs. Bitchler, had made this a totalitarian experience. She and her classmates struggled under the evil Sal's watchful eye and sharp lashing tongue. After her art class, this seemed like hell, and she hated her teacher in a dangerous way. She brought her knife with her for the second day in a row, and she was ready to use it. She was ready to kill. Shep Hollow woke up lazily and looked around the stinky, trashed room. He got up and he ached all over. He went upstairs and pissed in a clothes hamper before becoming conscious enough to know what he was doing. Damn. He kept thinking, nearly all out of goods, no cash left. Good thing he remembered his emergency stash. He recovered it from the bird nest outside his window. Four layers of plastic melted together had protected the stash. The smell of it made him tremble. A distant feeling of hunger and nausea filled him. Scents of ghost foods rolled down from an astral stream. Chep broke off a third of the chunk, and he held it to his mouth to soften it. The taste was like rotten chemicals. But Chep loves the taste by now. He will lick and suck a used empty adrenometh baggie until it's full of holes. The chemical now had a snot-like consistency, and he fed it into his ass with the strange device he had ordered off the internet back when he had a phone line. Stuffed oozed in cold and melted, burning hot. He groaned in agony and writhed on the floor. Droplets of yellow-brown pus dripped from his throbbing rectal drug chute. He let out a bubbling scream that softened into a gleeful, mad laugh as the substance kicked in and began a powerful surge that made him dry heave while laughing hysterically. This is going to be a good day, Chep thought. His brain whirled with pleasure ideas, circled his mind, exploded, and echoed inside his fevered head. He lay back on the floor and breathed deeply, slowly. The good feelings surged stronger and stronger. He felt like he had a friendly lightning bolt inside of him. And then the idea came into his head. He could give some of this beautiful drug to one of the kids across the street on the playground. The tyke will like it. The boy will buy it. Small amounts will make a kid bounce. He will steal cash to buy more of this little boy. Then I'll buy an ounce. Chip giggled at his poetry, and he wished he had a pen to write it down with. He continued breathing and grinning for a little over 2 hours. Jake was listening to Black Circle on his MP3 player and walking down the school hall on his way to his second class. Junior business. He ran into Ted Bundle. Ted was with Carl Newton and Randy Riggins. All three had matching shirts depicting Jesus throwing the money changers out of the temple with a glaring, angry look and thickly muscled body. Ted had a pamphlet in his hand.
Hi!
Ted barked.
If you're a good Christian, you'll accept this pamphlet, and with it, accept Jesus into your soul.
The three were cornering him. And if he accepted the pamphlet, the Easter Bunny would desert him. No weapons, no backup. He had expected trouble from the Santa crowd. But this blindsided him.
Why are you hesitating? Have you no faith in Jesus? In America? In what is right?
Ted demanded. Jake threw a punch, and Ted sidestepped it. Ted smashed his fist into Jake's face and drove him against the wall. The other two tittered and moved in on Jake, while Ted fished out the switchblade from his pocket. Jake flailed out a left hook that staggered Carl. Blood flowed from his nose as his eyes filled with tears. Then Randy's punch had Jake on the floor holding his own bloody nose and halfway towards a blackout. Carl and Randy restrained the dazed Jake while Ted flicked open the blade.
Fucking pagan shit sucker.
He slashed Jake across the face and blood welled out slowly. Ted unzipped Jake's pants while holding the knife to his throat. Jake struggled, but a volley of punches in the stomach weakened him back down. Now they pulled down the wounded boy's underwear. Jake's penis was basically just a small nub of the head. Small even for a child's penis, but a beautiful penis, one of the most beautiful ones ever. The three Christian boys stared at it for a moment, and if Jake had had the strength, he could have maybe gotten away. But the wind was knocked out of him. He grabbed his penis with two mean fingers and pulled hard. The soft organ stretched, and Ted brought the knife across it and sawed savagely. Jake howled in pain and loss as the Christian kids laughed and held it to their crotches, acting like they were peeing with it, passing the severed penis back and forth, taking mocking mimics of pisses. The Christian boys took away their trophy as Jake screamed and gurgled in the hall. A teacher finally discovered him about 35 minutes later. Yet another student rushed to the emergency room. Yet another police car called out.